This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But it's just never been a sports-related piece of memorabilia that's interested me. One of my biggest gripes is that I feel like the bobblehead never looks like the actual dude. Maybe that's the charm of it to other people.
There have been some very... Didn't McCutcheon's not look much like him at all?
But we have a McCutcheon here in studio right now I'm looking at that's not exactly spot on. We got a random-ass Rennie Stennett bobblehead in here.
There's a Garrett, I have that Stennett one at home.
The Garrett Cole one,
too.
The Garrett Cole one doesn't really look like him.
No. The Cole one looks more like A.J. Burnett, actually.
The Sidney Crosby one looks more like Aaron Asham. The Sidney Crosby one also looks cross-eyed.
The one, the Sidney Crosby one in studio right there you're looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah. It doesn't look anything like
it. It honestly looks like a generic white guy. It looks like...
You're right.
It looks like the create a player from NHL 2000.
You're 100% right. He has Carnell Lake's jaw.
Rob is on the fan. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Rob.
Rob, are you a bobblehead guy?
Are we catching you at a bad time?
No, I just pulled into... Actually, Giant Eagle at Market District.
Congratulations on all your success. Maybe you'll see Pompeiani there.
Well, that would be
he there today?
He might be. He does a lot of daytime shopping to avoid the crowds that mob.
You wanted to chime in on bobbleheads?
Yeah, how many you got?
I got over 400. Oh my
God. How long you been collecting them for?
Oh, geez, probably 40 years.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one. Actually, I got over 400 baseball. And I have one football, and it is Bill Cowher. That's my favorite one.
This I'm going to plead a little ignorance here. Bobbleheads have even been around for 40 years?
Oh, yeah. There's some old, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like almost
no, I'm genuinely shocked that this is the thing. I just thought they were like a last 20 years or so phenomenon.
No, there's some classic bobbleheads, man. They go back to, I think, the 60s.
Yeah, they were made in Japan, a lot of the older ones.
Now they're made in China, Rob.
I'm stunned, man.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Wait. You have over 400.
Where the hell you put them,
right.
Rob?
Like, do you have an entire wing of your house devoted to this?
Yes. Above my garage, it's my sports room.
All in the box still, or do you take them out of the box?
No, I take them out of the box. I got them on shelves.
So this is not a collection you intend to sell someday. These are because you just enjoy having them.
Right, I do.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Pony.
Your shopping done.
Pony.
Yeah.
How many are on that wall right there, that little ledge?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13.
Okay, multiply that number by about 36, 37. That's how many he's got. How?
It's his thing.
But like,
there's
imagine
stamp
how
collectors
much,
out there. There's
that would fill this whole table
card collectors.
Easily.
His thing's bobbleheads. Everyone's got a kink.
I'm not calling it a kink. I'm just saying that's a lot of space taken up.
Doug is next. Hello, Doug.
How you doing?
Doug, you going tonight for the Talbot bobblehead?
No, I'm not going, but I kind of quit collecting like a couple years ago. I just got too many of them. I just tired of...
What was your favorite one? What was the number one bobblehead?
Mine would be the Arnold Palmer one they gave away his 80th birthday at PNC Park.
The Pirates gave away a golf bobblehead?
Yeah. Yes, Arnold Palmer bobblehead night. You know, never terrible. You know, not always terrible, but it was a way to get people in the crowd there for his 80th birthday party. And actually, ran in Arnold Palmer at the stadium.
Was he in Pirates garb in the bobblehead, or is it just him in his golf stroke or whatever, like in his golf swing?
They had him at home plate, and they were hitting golf balls out in the outfield. Peter Jacobson was there too.
Wow.
Do you know who Peter Jacobson is?
PGA World. He's a great humor guy. Very funny.
Yeah, they hit golf balls out in the center field.
How many bobbleheads do you have, Doug?
250.
Man, you can't.
I drove to New York City for the Nolan Ryan one about 15 years ago. The rookie one they had.
Solely drove to New York City for that.
Yep. Man.
Yes.
You are a freak. But let that flag fly, my friend.
You got Palmer hitting golf balls at PNC Park.
There it is.
You can't hit.
Our boss just brought it in.
That's a good bobble. Here, turn that thing around.
That is a good bobblehead.
That's a really good
one,
man.
And on back it says the legend. Yeah, they
did a good
job with that.
Got the Palmer umbrella. They're going to be playing Bay Hill soon.
They put the Pirate P on there for good measure. They had to make sure they got their own branding on there. They couldn't let that go by.
I have that one at home.
Do you?
That is a legitimately good one. It actually looks like him. As we said, they don't always get it right.
I feel like I had like an upper echelon set where it was like
you have
Palmer,
tears.
Billy Hillgrove, Mike Lang, bobblehead.
I mean, we've got they made a Bob Walk falling out of his chair bobblehead that we have here. There's a bobblehead for everything. I bet Pomp's got a bobblehead. He's going to join us in a few minutes, don't you think? I'm sure the Pirates or some team has capitalized on that and given out a Pomp bobblehead.
Wait, Pomp went to Clarion, which is now what, Penn West, whatever?
No, it's Point Park.
Or, I'm sorry, Point Park. You're right. Why do I always think Clarion? That's where Joe Kopp went.
That's where Kurt Angle went.
Correct.
That's where Dan Zangrilli went.
How does Point Park not do some sort of Bob Pompiani bobblehead promotion if he doesn't already have one?
Because Point Park sports are not really that big.
Just, it would be like writ large for the whole university. He's very famous. One of the most famous graduates.
I feel bad for Rocco because I think he called in thinking, hey, I've got like this huge collection. We've had a guy that said 400. The last guy said 250. Rocco's got a nice size collection, not quite as big as those. How many bobbleheads do you have, Rocco?
Well, over 300.
Okay.
300. But like your first caller talked about, the early ones are the big money ones. The Clemente one from the 60s sells for $2,500.
Do you have it?
If you can find it. No.
No,
that's an elusive one. Plus, I think my wife would send me to the curb with the rest of mine if I spent that.
So that Clemente that you're talking about, that was maybe like a giveaway at either Forbes Field or Three Rivers or
sounds
something
like
Forbes
that. Field,
yeah,
in the
way
60s.
Way back when, and I know people that have them, and they're not parting with them because the value of it only goes up. It goes up, and I mean it's one of those ones that the rare iconic.
Has that business taken off? Like card collecting is back in vogue, and
big
it's
time.
Gone crazy again. Bobbleheads popular.
Them, well, they've gotten like one caller said. Some of them don't look anything like the players.
Yeah,
and then. You get the one where the player's gone, you know, where you can pick them up for $2.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go to the game. And I have gone to a few games where I've gotten, you know, gotten them just walked out.
That's what I said earlier. I said I've seen countless times people get the bobblehead and then they leave right away. They don't even stay for the game.
I just want to stress, Rocco, I want to stress how dumb I feel. I really thought bobbleheads only came around lately. Our boss just walked in again. Like he has another one. He goes, this is like from the 1930s or 40s. They called them nodders. Like your head is nodding.
Yes, and they're stupid money.
That's what he said to me. I turned my mic off to talk to him because he goes, these will go for several hundred, if not thousands of dollars. And I just, it's like, honest to God, man, it's like I woke up from a coma basically when it came to bobbleheads and just thought they started in
Rocco,
like 2002.
Do you have a favorite of yours that you have in your own collection?
Well, I love the Arnie because I met Arnie a few times, and he even liked it. Mm-hmm. The Lambert, because I've always been a Lambert fan.
The teeth missing on Lambert?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
See that? Thanks, Rocco. But I think somebody's making those Steelers bobbleheads, and they're just going right to market. I've never, ever seen a Steelers game where there was a bobblehead promotion. Have you, Don? You've been going since the early 2000s. Have they ever given out a bobblehead at a Steelers
Not
game?
Not to my knowledge. Can't think of a single game I've gone to where there's a bobblehead.
They could do one like it's Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney, and it's just like 3 yard lines marked off and then a small cloud of dust at their feet.
And they're both nodding their head like, yes,
football. This is football.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, the Penguins stink right now, but people think that bobblehead, that Talbot bobblehead's cool. two things are going to happen. Some people are going to leave the game almost immediately after they get it tonight, and other people are going to get it and immediately just put it up on the secondary market and try to sell it. Because who knows? Maybe, remember when the Jager bobbleheads got stolen?
Yeah, and then the FBI got involved, yeah. Right? They finally recovered them. They had to delay the whole thing. That was a saga, man. High value target though. A truck carrying bobbleheads is maybe a soft target too.
But how do you sell them at that point?
I always wonder that. How are you fencing that property? Those stolen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
And goods.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 15 minutes from now, PM Team Power Rankings, the top 5 sports movie characters of all time, in honor of the late Gene Hackman, who passed away with his wife and dog last night, sadly.
They don't suspect foul play. My immediate thought is what? Carbon monoxide usually is what happens there?
I have
there?
A carbon monoxide related question.
Okay.
We have monoxide detectors in our house.
Yeah.
Does it only kill you if you're sleeping? If I was going about my business in the house, like I was watching a game, and then there was a carbon monoxide leak, would I be able to get out of the house in time before I die?
I think the reason why it's usually people are asleep is, and that's when it gets them, is it like you don't wake up in time to react to what's happening. If you popped your, say your house was like all shut windows and doors.
Yeah.
I think if you just popped open like a door.
I would be okay. Like, but how much time until I'm done? Do I have like a minute to do that? Like 30 seconds?
I think if you're getting lightheaded and you realize, wow, it's got to be carbon monoxide, you got like at least a minute probably.
Okay. So I can grab Stella.
Just jump open out.
You tell know, the dogs to come with me and get out of there.
Throw out a window. Yeah. And then you just let the house air out. But that's scary, man.
Sports Illustrated at the NFL Scouting Combine talking to 49ers GM John Lynch. Reporting from that conversation that the 49ers are listening to trade offers for Brandon Ayuk.
Hell yeah, dude. Donnie, you ready to run this one back, baby? I can already feel it. We're at the goal. We're starting this drive at the 1 yard line. We're pushing this thing over. We're touch pushing this thing.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Ayuks of our lives.
Very pumped. Pony, is this like making you twitch uncomfortably?
I'm ready to dive back in.
Are you getting take PTSD from this?
Bob Pompeiani joins us right now. Bob, I was surprised the Ayuk thing didn't come up more last night at our 15th anniversary celebration.
Well, 24 hours later, it certainly would have, right, Pony? So
I should have gone with that jersey last night. I wore Pickett. I should have worn Ayuk. That would have brought the house down.
Or you could have worn any one of the 30 people you wanted to come here. It could have been a change every 5 minutes just to accommodate
them. Now, I feel like that's a shot at me.
No, it's just that you're on top of a lot of things, and you just throw it out there.
Chris, was that a shot?
It was a little bit of a shot, but a deserved one.
Donnie, was that a shot?
Who are you, Starkey now? I think he's giving me a dart.
Yeah, Starkey's in a fight with Donnie because he thinks Donnie made fun of his.
I've gotten in a fight with both of them today.
Oh,
Pomp, and I argued about the movie theater popcorn.
Well, wait a minute. What was your argument against movie theater popcorn, Bob?
Well, first of all, I think in my experience, it's mostly stale. And I think it's overpriced. I think you get better stuff at home. I also think Donnie has totally wrecked the industry now because people are deciding to do exactly what he said. He has that much power. They're going and stocking up on drive-by popcorn, going there in advance. Now they require you to have a ticket, proof of identification, a DNA test, just to make sure you're not taking popcorn home.
Wait a minute. You prefer microwave popcorn to movie theater popcorn?
No. The ones I like the most are, you can get them in Costco or Sam's Club. I forget what it's called. But it's really good. I forget the name of it now.
Like the zebra popcorn that's got like, you know, drizzles of chocolate on it and stuff?
That's a home run for me, Chris.
That's a sweet treat. Popcorn, movie popcorn's a savory treat.
Yeah, well, I choose not to get it. I get milk.
Most of the movie popcorn in my life has been stale. Where are you going?
He's going to the
movies?
Wrong theaters, yeah.
Maybe I am.
They pop it right there. That's crazy. You know, you don't like all the butter and stuff on it?
No, I've learned. I have to stay away from that. Now I'll go straight to the hips and the gut. Got to stay away from that.
Well, that's what got Donnie in trouble with Starkey. The only comments he made about Joe's stomach last night in that Dorn Dickerson jersey.
I'm still stuck on the popcorn thing. The only movie theater I would have never gone to and gotten the popcorn would have been the old Garden Theater on the north side.
Yeah, that's not.
That's a deep cut, Bob.
Is that one of those adult film theaters?
Oh yes, that's one of those places of what I would call ill repute.
I believe the late Pee Wee Herman got in trouble at one of those places.
He did. He got narked on. That was no fair to Pee Wee.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't know if you want to eat popcorn in those places.
So I don't even know if they have it there. That would be interesting. Bob shows up. He's asking for milk duds. Wait a minute. So Donnie gets in trouble for saying that Joe looks a little bit heavier than he thought in the Bills jersey. But Bob, when you showed up last night, didn't you make fun of all the skin tags and birthmarks on Joe's arms?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a little different. It was clear for everyone to see. I wasn't making fun of it. I was just pointing it out. I mean, we all have those. If you saw me, I'm sure you guys, there's certain things in your body.
It's not really polite to point out someone's imperfections the moment
you sit next to them. No, but it hit me like, you know, I was sitting right next to him and he has that skinny shirt on. And all that stuff is staring me right in the face. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. It was not a good thing to do on a 15th anniversary.
It was funny that you just, Joe. It seemed very genuinely like you just went, never noticed you had all these imperfections and blemishes.
I never did. That was the first time I saw
You actually might do him a favor because he should probably go to a dermatologist and get that stuff checked out.
That was part of my reasoning, and I told him that because I've had my share of that stuff. So,
and
yeah.
you are trying to watch out for your partner, and meanwhile, he's hitting you with part-time pomp and all sorts of lines like that. I just thought that was notable, Bob. I think it was turnabout was fair play there.
Well, unfortunately, it's accurate, but that's the way it is.
Bob, do you have your own personal bobblehead?
I have a couple, yeah, but so now the Wild Things reached out to me and they wanted to do one for me again in the summer, and I said, sure, I'm flattered anytime I hear something like that, so I guess there's going to be another one coming.
Now, would you like, most of them, I assume.
Breaking news here.
I like that. Most of them, I assume, are you in like the full suit and tie, like you're broadcasting,
microphone,
right?
Microphone in hand, something like that?
Yes, both are like that, exactly.
I think you got to have one where you're golfing.
I agree, and that's going to be my request.
So where are the two? So the two that you have had previously done, where or what are they from?
Well, one is from my golf tournament, and they did that one year. It's like a, I don't know why they gave it to other people other than me, because I wouldn't want one of me. And that was like sort of part of the gifts that you get. And then the other one was part of I spoke at a, I forget the event. It was a St. Barnabas event, I think. And, you know, they surprised me with that. So it was very nice.
Did it say Pomp and Aid Easy on it?
The second one didn't. The first one, no.
Are you a bobblehead collector?
I have some. I don't collect them, no. But I do like them. I mean, the ones, especially the original ones, you know, going back in the day when Willie Stargell, I mean, when it was relatively a new concept, that kind of stuff was very interesting to me. So, yeah, I have some, but I don't go out of my way to seek to get them.
I was distracted there, Bob, because a guy I know the Steelers are interested in the middle rounds just ran a 4.96, Darius Alexander, the big
hoss from
Toledo.
He's the guy from Toledo who played against Pitt in the bowl game and scored a touchdown against them. He didn't sit that game out. He actually played, as a matter of fact.
I give him credit for that, but he ran a what, a 4.96?
God, they're showing Sean Payton in the crowd right now, or like observing. He kind of looks like Starkey.
So he's got skin tags all over his
no,
body?
No, he's just, I don't know, he kind of looks like Joe.
Anyway. He's going to take that personally. Anyways, Bob, before we get ourselves in more trouble, we'll talk again next week. Are you on the sports call tonight with Chris?
No, it'll be Rich tonight. I'll see you guys again next week.
All right, thank you, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
4.96 and about 3.05 and 6.3 and some change. That's pretty good.
Man, I miss the days of betting on these.
Here's a guy, Zeke Biggers from Georgia Tech.
What
is that like an attorney named Bill Lawyer? You know what I mean? Like, he's a large human being.
Do you
last
remember
name.
What our 40 times were at Pitt's Pro Day?
We were both in the upper fives.
Are you serious, man?
Yeah. I was like 5'7 something, and you might have been like low 5'7.
I ran 5'7'1.
And I ran what, 5'9?
5'9'8.
There's BS, dude. I was faster than you.
I killed you.
You want to talk about hand timing?
I absolutely
errors.
Smoked your ass.
You did not beat me. Not one person who has watched the side by sides thinks you ran it faster than me. Not one person.
Doug Whaley quote from your 40 time. That would have been a good run, Chris, if you were 6'6", 480 pounds.
I don't deserve to be treated like this. That was cruel.
Well, let's get back out there and do it, Donnie.
That's what I'm saying. I'm all for it.
Would somebody let us go and use the facility down there? I'm not running on pavement. These knees have some wear and tear on them. I need some soft cushioning here.
I believe
this
somebody,
guy looks like he is not moving.
He got off to a horrible
start. Our guy's
start.
Lumbering. Yeah, this is going to be. Oh,
how is that a seven? How is that a half second faster than me? There's no way that's faster than me. He looked like he was practically. He looked like Rich Eisen running that thing.
Chris, that was faster than mine too. Well, let's look up Rich Eisen's 40 times.
He runs in like the high fives, the low sixes, I think, in that full suit bit.
I do know one of our young salespeople may have he may be stoking a fire a little bit.
Last
one of his clients.
Last year he ran 6.25, so we both beat him.
I know, but he's in a suit, dude.
I was dressed up that day. I had very expensive boots on.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. That I bought from France.
I don't really remember.
Sounds very blue collar of you.
I'll trust you on that one. All I remember is your running style was like a guy doing a high knee warm up, but you were actually trying to run, which made me running with real form just enraged.
Oh, this is going to be a good one here. Maybe not.
5.11. Well, Whaley wrote that he thought I was gliding out there like Randy Moss.
Gliding.
That was his.
I might have to text Doug and say, Doug, you know, I didn't realize I was catching an unbelievable number of strays from you.
Yeah, there's still stuff up on the website. You can go back and watch the video of it. I encourage people to do that.
I tell you, why don't you tweet it out? But I'm sure you've got to get some IUK stuff prepared.
Well, I told people I'm going to figure out what yard line this is at and get back to them. Right now, I'm guessing the 30.
Which 30?
Steelers own 30.
Well, this guy looks like he's a max effort.
Jamari Caldwell, defensive lineman, Oregon, 5'17". Anybody in the fives, I see fives, I feel better about my time.
Darius Alexander at 4.96.
You also have to keep in mind the size of these individuals that are moving.
I've put on some good muscle, some good weight.
If I got, I mean, you're
the right height, but think about yourself if you were well over 300 pounds.
Yeah, what do you weigh right now?
205.
100 pounds added onto you, and you're running faster. If you put one of these, if you put like a 9 or 10 year old kid like in the path to be clipped by one of these guys while they're running this, they'd get knocked off screen like they were getting pulled by like a harness. They would get knocked 20 feet in the air.
We lost Gene Hackman today. Hoosiers is one of my favorite sports movies of all time. In fact, it is my favorite basketball movie of all time. And the protagonist from that film passed away this morning. One of the great actors of all time, Gene Hackman. He was in the movie about Superman, I think titled Superman, as the bad guy.
He was Lex Luthor.
He was Lex Luthor. He was in that movie with Paul Newman where they pulled a fast one on everybody. What was that movie called?
The Sting.
The Sting.
That one, Best Picture. I love that movie.
Tremendous movie.
They don't make them like that anymore.
And so, in honor of Gene Hackman's portrayal of Norman Dale in Hoosiers, we have ranked the top five sports movie characters of all time. Number five on Mulsey's list is?
Man, I'll just tell you guys, I don't know if you boys had the same sort of difficulty I did. Do I go with guys who are in more, I don't want to call them serious sports movies. They're sports movies. How serious could they be? Or do I want to go for guys who are more in sports comedies? And I just think it's an incredibly difficult needle to thread here. I'm actually going to go with this guy for number five. I don't think you can have a great movie without a great foil. And this guy was the actual best pure boxer of the bunch. Apollo Creed is number five. He kicked Rocky's ass in the first one, and only Rocky's head being made out of titanium saved him. Apollo's unbelievable. Then he's the victim of hubris. I mean...
Oh, Rocky III, it totally went to his head.
Rocky III, he revitalized Rocky's career.
So he's a trainer. Rocky he's a great one, fighter, and then he becomes a tragic figure.
And he dies
by the end. But I think Apollo just runs the gamut.
I will also die on the hill that Tony, Apollo's trainer, is the better of the
trainers
in the movie.
Mick is a terrible trainer.
Mick wanted nothing to do with Rocky until he got a title shot. Malzy, you're going to be stunned by this. I don't have him at the exact same point, but I do have Apollo Creed in my top five because I agree. Best pure boxer in his prime by far.
Oh, come on. If you get him in his prime against Drago, he's sticking and moving that guy to death.
Yes. He's not getting caught up in that corner. I did not have
him on my list. Did you, Don?
I just said I had him in my top five. Yes.
Where?
I had him at number four.
Number four. Okay. Donnie, I guess I'll do my number four then. I went with one because I just watched this movie the other day. I went with Kurt Russell's portrayal of Herb Brooks in Miracle.
That's pretty good.
Did it make either of your lists?
It didn't. I like that movie. I don't know that I'm as... I know the coaches in these movies are like just as iconic, and we're talking characters here. I don't know if he would be my number one coach, let's put it that way, if I were going coaches in these sports movies.
I think it is a really good pick. I didn't put him in mine because...
The speeches...
So that's your number five?
That thread that Mulsey mentioned...
That was four for me.
For you. Okay.
He gets ticked off because the guys on the bench...
Again!
...are looking at the girls against Norway. He's like, look at the cans on the girl, row three.
That's the first movie Alex and I ever watched together.
Oh, there's an aphrodisiac. Yeah. Does a tremendous job. You know, Mike Ruzioni, by the way, as an aside, one of the things he said, I guess, to the guys to fire them up for the game against the Soviets was to compare the Soviet team to the Steelers.
Really?
Yes, because he said, I guess, to
their dominant.
To put it in terms they could understand, he was like, the Steelers have won 4 Super Bowls. Why would they care about winning a 5th? They've already done all there is to do. You know, they're now fat and happy. The Soviet teams won everything.
They're fat and happy.
They don't have that fire. They don't have that desire. They don't have that
oomph,
that unsatiable appetite to win like we do. They've achieved everything there is to achieve. And then they went out and beat them. And they don't actually show the Finland game in that movie, by the way. And I wonder how they actually shot those like action scenes from that to make it so similar to what happened in the actual game. Did they actually hire hockey players?
Were
they NHL players?
I think you just hire guys who are good, probably like semi-pro skaters,
because
right?
Just like Rocky, the boxing scenes are actually realistic. The same thing is true about that movie with the hockey
scenes.
Hold on.
I don't know if Rocky's boxing scenes are what I would call realistic.
You don't think so?
He's getting his head caved in. There's no standing 8 counts. The referee just lets him get up and
no,
get
but it
bubbled.
Looks like real action.
Well, I mean, that's because, okay, so Dolph Lundgren put him in the hospital by actually
yeah, Rocky
punching
had
him in the
punch
chest.
Him for real, and he got put in the hospital. They almost like, had to axe the entire yeah. movie.
Damn,
in
I didn't
Rocky
know that.
IV,
that's a great.
He put him in intensive care by hitting him in the
that's
chest.
That's a great anecdote.
Yeah.
There's also a story about Dolph Lundgren that his house once got robbed. The thieves saw a picture on the wall and realized it was his house.
And put the stuff back, right?
Yes.
No way.
They aborted their mission.
Another Rocky.
That's like a Bill Brasky story right
it
there.
Is. Well, he's a member of Mensa too, Dolph Lundgren.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he's literally a genius. The other thing about those movies, though, the boxing is realistic. The reason Rocky III has the plot that it does is because Mr. T would have blown up faster than the British Bulldog if they had tried to fight real rounds. He couldn't last on filming. Like, he was just exhausted, like, aerobically. Anyway.
I thought about putting Thunder Lips in my top 5, but I decided against it at the last second.
That's not going to work for me, brother.
Donnie, number 3 on your list of the top 5 sports movie characters of all time.
Al Chervik from Caddyshack.
I had him, too.
The man saved
you had him
the
number
movie.
2?
I had him at number 2.
Rodney Dangerfield, baby.
You guys have the right movie there, but you have the wrong character.
So I thought about putting the one that I'm
guessing
you're going
to put. If you put Carl Spackler or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
But
Judge Smales?
Smales makes the movie, dude. Smales.
He really
Smales
is fantastic.
Gambling is illegal in Bushwoods,
and
I never
were the best
slice.
Two parts. Well, like, Bill Murray's legendary. He and Chevy Chase also hated each other.
That's why they did that scene stapled on.
Yeah, Dangerfield.
They told
fantastic.
I love this story. Dangerfield had no idea what was going on, like, as an actor. He kept doing one-liners, and no one would say anything because they're filming. And he finally had to go to Harold Ramis, who's directing this thing, and go, like, hey, why is nobody laughing? And they were like, Rodney, we're shooting a movie. This isn't stand-up comedy. But all they told him to do was go in front of the camera and just basically do his bits.
Bang, watch with all the pictures. It's a parking lot.
Right.
I actually liked that movie so much and thought that his character was so funny. I would legitimately, when I was like 17 or 18 years old, I would go up to older women and say things like, you must have been something before electricity. I've honestly said that.
Oh, the dance
that.
Of the living dead.
Oh, man.
Can you make a bull shot? Can you make a shoe smell? Ah, you're a funny guy. What do you do back in Boys Town? Like, oh, he goes up to Smales' grandson. He goes, oh, yeah, fine boy, nice boy. Now I know why tigers eat their young. Just
I put
all
him
of
two.
It. Two is higher than I thought he'd be on your list.
All right, Donnie, Malzy, who'd you put at 2?
Number 2 on my list is actually somebody that I decided to go, like, serious here a little bit. I will put Rocky Balboa number 2 here.
Man.
It's, of all these guys, that movie won Best Picture, the original one. And so it's like a legendary performance, and it's an incredibly well-written tale. It kind of got silly, but also people liked it for how silly it got. But I do think he's a pretty iconic sports movie character here.
Of course he is, but this is your list.
Yeah,
just because
Donnie
just
knows
the
this.
Academy
I love
that.
Rocky IV. It's just such an unbelievably...
It ended the Cold War.
It's an unbelievably stupid, hokey movie that I love. It's the definition of... That series has produced a legitimate Best Picture winner that I thought deserved Best Picture, a very good sequel, and then a movie that is so bad it's good. How many other movie series can boast that level of versatility?
How about when he comes back in his 60s and fights Tarver?
That's actually decently choreographed.
Oh, Mason the Lion Dixon.
Yeah. Yep. That's actually decently choreographed, that fight.
I heard that they did that because they thought Rocky V was such a bad ending for Rocky. They didn't want it to go out that way.
Yeah, I think he did.
He said, we're going to end this on the right foot.
Man, you want to talk about
George Washington Duke.
You got to talk about a guy with a vicious left hook in real life.
And Spider had fallen on such hard times. He was working in the kitchen at his restaurant.
I cannot wait.
And Stephen A. Smith is in that movie sounding off on
Kellerman.
The fight.
Kellerman's in there.
All That's right. an underrated movie, actually. What's it called? Just Rocky?
That one's Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
I still haven't seen any of the Creed movies, which I've heard are awesome.
All right, number one on my list. Let's see if this guy even made your top five.
God, I hope so.
This man happens to be above the law.
Yes! He's
Big
my number one!
Earn McCracken.
He's my number one! Bigger!
So I had him at two. And then you could probably guess who number one was. Since Ernie McCracken was number two.
Shooter
McGavin.
Oh, man.
Shooter's number three on my list.
My top three were Shooter, Ernie, and Al Chervik. And
actually, no, I'm sorry. Shooter was four.
Semi-serious Apollo Creed and Billy Bob from Varsity Blues at number five.
Oh, see, I think that he's an overrated character, too.
So
Billy
here,
Bob.
My top
but
five,
I like the rest of your list a lot.
My top five in order. I'm going to give you one honorable mention. I thought very hard about going with Jimmy Dugan. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Just an unbelievable bit in that movie.
I like John Lovitz in that movie.
It's easily my favorite Tom Hanks role. He just plays so far against type. I'm a huge fan of that. I also thought about Ricky Vaughn from Major League. I go five Apollo Creed, four Shooter McGavin. I can't put Shooter above Smails.
I completely forgot to put Shooter McGavin in my top five.
I think Shooter is an overwhelmingly better character than Happy.
Yes.
I mean, it's not even close.
And I understand the guy, Christopher McDonald, hasn't had, huge career success.
Well, he's typecast because he's Shooter.
Everybody
sees
that guy.
He's coming back for Gilmore, too.
Everybody sees that guy, though, in any other movie he's in. That's Shooter McGavin. They don't even know what his real name is.
You truly cannot play, the stereotypical, snooty country club member. And he plays it even better than Smails, I think. It's unreal. Smails is three, Balboa two. And then I'm just glad we are all very close and in lockstep with Bigger and McCracken being above the law. Keep going. Go deeper.
How about when the kid
sometimes
goes...
Sometimes when I wake up, Bigger and's already there.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised nobody went with hockey stuff like Ogie Oglethorpe.
I got Reed Dunlap at three.
Oh, wow.
I did put him in my top five. Reg Dunlap.
Reg Dunlap.
Yeah.
Conflating him with Colin?
No relation to Colin.
I thought about Ogie from Slapshot.
Nah, Paul Newman's character is
You know
the
what I'm proud of all of us?
Movie.
We're all, Donnie, you're younger than us by a decent amount. But Pony, you and I are in that Mighty Ducks age bracket. I'm glad neither of us went with that corny, oh, yeah, let's get Goldberg
or
in
Rudy.
There. Rudy would be on my list of top five worst sports movie characters. I could have gone with Steven Willie Beeman or Pacino from Any Given Sunday.
Not a good enough movie for me. I've watched it. I didn't mind it, but it's not a rewatchable sports movie.
I had Boobie Miles on there. How about this one? I almost put this one on at number five, and you guys would have just dunked on me. Neon Badeau from Blue Chips. Shaq.
Yeah.
How about Harry Doyle from Major League?
Oh,
that's
might
a really
be a
good
major.
One.
Or manager Lou Brown. I had Doyle.
The mechanic.
Five.
Do you know what I could have done, too? Roger Dorn. Enough with that. Dorn just over there completely wrapped up in his
own
stuff.
For as good as Major League is, that's how bad Major League 2 is. My goodness,
do you know there are people who like
movie.
Major League 2 more?
They made other ones, too, didn't they?
Yeah, back to the minors.
I'm pretty sure Major League 2, there are people who think it's as good or better.
No,
it's the
not.
Godfather 2 of baseball.
I think it's fine, but the original Major League
also
is
glad
really
neither
good.
Of us went. None of us went corny with Henry Rowengartner or any crap like that.
I never cared for that movie.
Is Henry Rowengartner the Sandlot?
Rookie of the Year, kid.
Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
Yeah, he's striking out Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonilla.
Throws a pitch to win the...
Bonds would have taken that kid 600 feet.
Again, what does it say about all of us that, I like Jack Park... I like Parkman better, you know what I mean?
I'm surprised,
I like the bad guy characters, the antagonist.
I'm surprised Bonds agreed
to be
do that movie...
Out. How much you think they paid him?
...and go down in that movie. That's a great question.
He had to get a SAG card, so I would imagine Barry Bonds is in the Screen Actors Guild.
He probably caught about $25,000 to $50,000 for that.
God, that's back when you could make a movie like that and it wouldn't get laughed out of the theater. You imagine making that movie today? It's about a kid who breaks his arm, but suddenly he can throw 110.
Gary Busey.
I also considered some of the scouts from the movie Moneyball.
Who were actual
those
real
scout
scouts?
One.
Those guys were OGs. Were they not just spectacular?
They were. That's such an
ugly girlfriend.
He's a shortstop for Seattle.
What's he say? This guy, like, he walks in the room and his penis is there before him or something.
2 minutes before he gets there.
Oh, ugly girlfriend. I don't know about him, Billy.
Ugly girlfriend. Not a lot of confidence.
Okay.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.